Sportscast, September 24th, 2019. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels, YouTube, Periscope, and iTunes. And if you're on iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And visit us on the sportscast.net. This episode is brought to you by InstaBible, the best Bible app on the App Store. Download it today. The Daniel Jones era is off to a rousing start for the New York Giants. The rookie quarterback threw for 336 yards and two touchdowns and also ran for two touchdowns. And to talk to us a little bit about the Giants, Jones, and the NFL, Victor Rocho, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thank you. Always looking forward to this week. I got to eat crow. He had a great game. Obviously, we want to see consistency. I don't want to back out of it, but he had a great game. Really happy for the Giants. I'm happy for my team. But, you know, here I am eating crow. So if my boy Paul Gutierrez is out there, you know, he called it. But, no, I'll just eat crow. I won't get no butt. I'll get into the rest of the story later.
Well, there you have it. The Daniel Jones era has begun, Victor, and I feel like it's off to a good start. It feels like, I mean, even though after one game, it feels like Eli Manning, I just don't see him coming back to the Giants.
You know, did you see Eli on the sideline? Eli was there helping him. I mean, they're just, the Manning family is just a good family. I think he's going to retire a Giant. I don't think he'd go anywhere. But, you know, I like to see that we got the future in front of us, right? As long as they do it. But I'm still going to stick with the four. Tampa Bay had four possessions in a row and scored every time. Was that Eli calling the defensive plays? Was Eli in the secondary? Four consecutive possessions, four consecutive scores. And then we should have lost that game. I'm glad that we didn't. I was happy. But, you know, we've won a lot of games with wide right, especially against Buffalo.
Yeah, you guys won by 1 point. The first half, Giants had 10 points. The Buccaneers had 28 points.
28 points.
And then the second half, things just turned around. Jones had 336 yards, two touchdowns. Sterling Shepard had 10.25. No, had 21 yards. Like, the yardage itself was definitely low. Evan Engram had 113 yards in receiving. Sterling Shepard had 100 yards. Darius Slayton had 82, and Saquon Barkley had 27. Another storyline for the Giants is that you guys have lost Saquon Barkley for 4 weeks, 4 to 8 weeks. How much of a loss would that be?
Tremendous. I mean, tremendous. I think that you need a running back like Barkley to help a young kid like Dan Jones. You know what I mean? It takes some of that pressure off. So hopefully someone else can step up, but that hurts. That hurts bad. And then we still got receivers out. So, but, you know, again, I mean, I don't want to keep beating the horse dead, but, you know, true Giant fans are going to tell you that, you know, we've never been an explosive juggernaut. You know, we've been defensive-minded, controlling the ball, running the ball, grinding it out, and winning. And, you know, our defense looks really bad. I mean, think about it. One defense shouldn't have let them score that field goal. So we had to score 6 points. So they drove down and scored a field goal, Tampa Bay. So now put them up by six. So now we had to score a touchdown. And then when we scored a touchdown, we're up by one. The defense lets them drive all the way down in a minute. That's ridiculous. I mean, you just, you know, if we don't fix that, I don't care who's at quarterback. It really don't matter.
Jones scored on a 7-yard run in the second quarter and put the Giants ahead with another 7-yarder on fourth and goal. The sixth pick in this year's draft began New York's comeback with a 75-yard touchdown pass to Evan Engram on the first play of the second half and a 7-yarder to Sterling Shepard midway through the third quarter. James Winston threw touchdown passes of 21, 320 yards to Mike Evans to help Tampa Bay build a 28-10 halftime lead, which Winston and Evans were on fire yesterday.
FSU, baby. Winston looked good. I mean, Winston looked really good. You know, he did everything he needed to do to put his team in a position to win. There's nothing he's not the guy kicking the ball. But he did well, and Daniel Jones did well, and the receivers were catching the ball.
Yeah. I
mean, at the end of the day, they were making some tough catches.
And
it also looked like the offense was different. Remember I told you that they were going too vertical with Eli? And now they're going horizontal. No, which way? Vertical is that way, right? Yeah. Well, but I like north and south. They were going east and west with Eli, and with Jones, they were going north.
Which, right?
They were throwing the ball downfield.
Which Jones, I heard, he does better when he passes to the sideline. Like, that's his best throws or his best completions. They typically throw it right down on the side, and typically, you know, the wide receiver will catch it. Jones, making his first NFL start in place of bench two-time Super Bowl MVP Eli Manning, completed 23 of 36 passes, with Saquon Barkley exiting with a right ankle injury late in the first half. Jones also led the Giants with 28 yards rushing on four attempts. So he's definitely a runner as well.
That helps because he still didn't have good protection. It wasn't like the protection was still good. So the ability to have some mobility is going to help us quite a bit. Now they got to worry about another runner. I understand he had a 100-yard rushing game at Duke. For a quarterback.
So we're definitely going to see Jones running and also throwing. Not as much running as Josh Allen in Buffalo Bills, but if Jones could definitely have a good balance of rushing and passing, that'd be very good for the Giants, because Eli hardly did any rushing.
No.
He's an arm quarterback.
He did his brother.
Yeah, and you know, very similar to Tom Brady. Not much of a running quarterback, just in the pocket and throwing.
Quarterbacks had great protection.
Yeah, that's the thing. As impressive as the former Duke standout was, he was not perfect. Shaquille Barrett had four of Tampa Bay's five sacks and forced a fumble that led to a field goal that put Tampa Bay up 31-25 with 6 minutes to go.
Ooh.
Remember that?
Yeah. Well, I didn't get a chance to see the game because I don't have the ticket, so I got to figure something out.
I had Red Zone. I watched – which is funny because Red Zone showed a lot of that game, actually. I think it was a 4 o'clock game.
I also get an NFL Live. I forgot about Red Zone.
Yeah, Red Zone is the best thing the NFL's ever brought since Tom Brady. Jones also lost a fumble that led to one of Winston's touchdown passes to Evans, who finished with 8 catches for 190 yards. If you had Mike Evans for fantasy, that was a good day for you.
So Jones' two fumbles led to 10 points.
Correct. And you would say Eli would not have done that.
I'm just saying that, you know, nobody's perfect. But two fumbles leading to 10 points, I don't think made in the first two games led to points.
Ingram's long catch and run was a highlight of a 6-catch, 113-yard performance. Sterling Shepard, who is back in the lineup after missing the previous game with a concussion, had 7 catches for 100 yards, including a 36-yarder that set up the winning touchdown. Shepard had a good day. Jones played one series in New York season's open loss to Dallas. Manning replaced Kurt Warner after the 9th game of his rookie season in 2004 and started 232 of New York's next 233 regular season games. Wow, he hasn't missed a game. The Giants averaged 420 yards on offense in the first two games this year, but only scored 4 touchdowns while averaging 15.5 points.
Yeah.
The 30-year-old Manning was Jones' backup, but did not accompany New York's other captains to midfield for the pregame coin toss.
Who were the other captains?
I don't know. Let me check.
Yep. He probably's trying to do that out of respect.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, like, let the other guys, you know, it's his time. I don't know. I saw him on the sideline talking to Jones. They were laughing, smiling, and, you know, there was no animosity there. And, you know, that shows a stand-up guy in Eli and a stand-up guy in Dan Jones. You know, I think, hey, if I get a real quarterback, you know, I'm happy. But, again, I need defense. Look at the points. Remember, I tweeted out the Packers were before this weekend. They were 2-0 and they only scored 31 points. The Giants are 0-2 and they only scored 31 points.
Wow!
So you tell me.
I know, like the mismatch, the matchups. It's just different, and you just look at the points. The team captains for the offense of the New York Giants is Eli Manning, Saquon Barkley, Nate Solder. And the defense is Alec Ogletree and Antoine Bethea. And special teams is Zach Teosi and Michael Thomas. So, yeah, those are the captains for the New York Giants.
I guess if he wasn't playing, I mean, I don't know what's going through her head. I guess if he wasn't playing, it's kind of, you know, good luck and I'll see you on the bench.
Yeah.
Because you're at midfield, you're shaking the other team's hand, getting ready to play, and you know you're not playing. If you're injured, it's different.
Yeah, that's something that I don't know what's going on in Eli's head. Is he thinking about getting traded? Is he thinking about, well, my time's over, and I just, you know, just support my teammates and support Daniel Jones? What do you think is going on in his head?
I think what's going on in Eli's head, he's the ultimate professional. It's a long season, right? You don't know what could happen. Eli can always come back in, you know, God forbid if something happens. So I think he's just going to stay prepared, you know. I don't think in his head, you know, what are you going to say if a guy comes in and performs the way he performed? You know, you got to accept it. You got to accept that it wasn't going your way. So, but, you know, he's got 2 Super Bowls and 2 MVPs and beat the GOAT twice.
And Daniel Jones doesn't have it.
Well, Daniel Jones is young, man. You know, it's really hard. It's like people comparing Michael Jordan to somebody. It pisses me off. You know, you got to be able to do what Michael did over a long period of time, right? So, you know, hopefully you're like that, but you can't compare it right now. It's early. He looked good. I was happy. And what's going through Eli's mind, I couldn't imagine. You know, there's no pro that doesn't want to be on the field regardless. Okay.
And plus, he's a big competitor. He probably wishes he could play. But at the same time, he needs to understand that, hey, he's, what, 38 years old right now?
Is he that old?
I mean, things are winding down. Let me double check.
Is he that old? He's 38?
He's around there. Let me see. Eli Manning.
I would think he was that old. But, hey, it's his time. You know, the time comes.
And winning 2 Super Bowl championships. Hey, I'd rather be in this position than someone else that's not. Yeah, he's 38 years old,
and he's an Iron Man. Look how many games he played. He's played a lot.
He hasn't missed many games. He's only missed like one game in his career,
and I think that game was something happened.
It was like 2 years ago. I think it was the same situation where the coach didn't think he was that good to start.
Right. Yeah. So they kind of up his record or whatever.
Yeah, but, you know, and then he came back in. I think he did well, I think, coming back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I was predicting he was having a great year. He was going to have a great year, but, you know, apparently that didn't work out.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with the New York Giants. Their next stop is the Washington Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the game is in Washington.
Yeah, they're having lots of problems over there.
Yeah, so this is a good opportunity for Daniel Jones to be 2-0. No, actually, sorry, it's actually at MetLife Stadium.
Really?
Yeah, right. So this is a good opportunity for Daniel Jones to go 2-0.
That would be, and that will put us at 2-2, and still fighting for that wild card. And you know, Dallas looks good, but they still got to play NFC East teams, you know.
Yeah, and Eagles. But, yeah, I mean, if Daniel Jones pans out to be the man everyone expects to be, this could be very good for the Giants. And they could be a competitor for the NFC East. I mean, I don't know if they could beat Dallas, but maybe Philadelphia.
Yeah, they could beat Dallas, man. They got Dallas's number. Dallas is good right now, but I mean, they got to play that. They're going to play the Giants at Giants Stadium, and you know, when you play a team so long, you know, it's anybody's game. I remember one year that the Giants beat Dallas twice, and the Eagles beat the Giants twice, and Dallas beat the Eagles twice. You know, it was like a round robin of teams. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But Dallas looks good. It looks real good. So, but I still don't think they're one of the top teams. And I was right with Cleveland. I don't know, everybody's jumping on that bandwagon with Cleveland.
Cleveland is not panning out what it's supposed to be. You know, not the unstoppables. No, this team looks like the same it was like last year, 2 years ago. I don't know. Maybe things are not gelling yet. It might be the coach, or something's not clicking internally. I don't know.
But think about it though. You had Antonio Brown like issues and trade it. Now he's not on team. You had Le'Veon Bell that's at the Jets, and it's just they're terrible, right? And then you have Odell Beckham going to Cleveland, and they're terrible. You know, so it's interesting how three superstars made moves, and those moves weren't good. And then Antonio Brown, I thought he was getting a check for $9 million when he signed. Apparently, you know, they publicize he gets a $9 million check when he puts his name on a piece of paper, but that's not what happened. He was supposed to get $5 million on Monday. And I think Kraft isn't paying them anything.
Oh, wow.
So he went from $30 million guaranteed to $9 million up front to nothing.
Man, that's quite incredible, the situation. But I hope he comes back to football, because he did announce that he will not be returning to the NFL and he's going back to college. But I still think he's a very talented wide receiver, so I hope he comes back sometime.
Yeah, it just depends on what teams are going to want to really – I hear there's teams interested in him.
Yeah, they're interested, you know, but they're waiting until what the NFL says or after they investigate the situation, which it's weird, like the whole timing. Like these things come out when he moves to the Patriots. I don't know. It feels a little bit odd, but we'll see what happens. Antonio Brown, one of the best wide receivers in the league. I was gonna tell you, like, what if he goes to the Browns?
Ain't gonna help him. I mean, you can't have egos like Odell and Brown in the same team.
You can't, no. And
nah, it's not gonna work.
I mean, yeah,
it's not gonna work. It's just not gonna work. Hey, real quick, I want to give a shout out. I don't know if you can see. I got a UCF shirt to my buddy and client Alex Berg from Triple E Equipment in Pompano, and he's a big Baltimore fan, and I had picked Kansas City, so he thought I was crazy, but I was right.
Oh, that's an easy pick. I mean, yeah, it's going to be a close one perhaps, but it became pretty relevant. I mean, pretty easy to say that Kansas City, you know, like was going to pull that off.
That kid Mahomes is great, and Andy Reid's a great coach.
Or does he have a good team around him?
Really? Come on, man. He was great at it.
I'm not an Andy Reid fan. Not really convinced about him. I mean, he could take it to the playoffs, but to clinch, win all the Super Bowl, he's no Bill Belichick.
He went to the Super Bowl, but it's hard to compare anybody to Belichick right now.
Yeah, Belichick is a special breed.
Pick one coach in the entire league. What's that, 16 teams? Pick one coach you can compare to.
I think the closest one, maybe the Seattle coach, but he hasn't been back in a while.
Nah, no way. That was close.
After him.
Carroll didn't do well in the NFL, and then he went to college and did well, and then came back.
He did well.
And then he's doing well.
Yeah.
Seattle, you know, you also got a phenomenal quarterback.
Yeah. Now, the Rams coach potentially could be one of the best head coaches.
Who?
The Rams coach.
McVay?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's got time. He's young.
Yeah, he has time. But I think he's pretty focused to, you know, to be in that tier. But it's hard. He has to do a lot of hard work and use the talent that he has in front of him at his advantage. But yeah, I think Bill Belichick is a league of its own, because in the NBA you could have said Phil Jackson and Popovich, you know, all at the same time.
And Riley.
But right now in the NFL with Bill Belichick, you can't. There's no one in his tier. He's like the only guy in his club.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the whole team, though. I mean, I just think it's the team. I think it's the philosophy. I think it's the organization, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like when new – I like that there's still owners of the teams that have been around for a long time. But the organization in general is a good organization.
Yeah, from top to bottom, I think Kraft.
Speaking on my podcast, I talk about accountability. And when they won the Super Bowl last year, it was awesome. There was a snippet where that everybody holds everybody in the organization accountable, from the receptionist all the way to the players, to the point that if they have to, they'll call each other out.
Team culture. You know? Yeah.
So, you know, you're talking about confidence in the team. Antonio Brown goes there. They hit him several times. He does well. They get rid of him. They kick butt again.
Yeah. Anyways, let's go through the scores of this past weekend. And if you want to stop and comment, let me know. Last night, Chicago defeated Washington Redskins 31-15. Dallas Cowboys beat Miami 31-6. Pretty predictable. In Dallas, of course.
Yeah.
Detroit defeated Philadelphia 27-24. Wow.
That shocked me.
Me too. I mean, Detroit, think about it. You have a few Patriot figures there. The coach Patricia is there. They do got Amendola, but I'm not sure how much usage they have of him. They do have Stafford, of course, the main quarterback. But, yeah, that's quite interesting. Philadelphia, I'm not convinced with Wentz. I think I would have picked Nick Foles over Wentz, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't care.
Yeah, kind of, you know, it's NFC East. I'm not going to bother with it. But I'm glad they lost. But I didn't pick them. But I'm glad they lost.
Yeah, I know, because you're the you're
it helps
the
us.
East. Yeah, you help the Giants, which there is an argument with the Giants to do something this year. Jacksonville defeated Tennessee 20-7. Gardner Minshew having a great performance. Tennessee had a good start of the year, and they lost like their last two games. So it's interesting how things have turned around. Buffalo, Josh Allen defeated Cincinnati 21-17. What do you think about that Josh Allen kid?
Who'd they play again?
Against Cincinnati Bengals.
Right, Cincinnati. Are you asking about the quarterback or the team itself?
The quarterback and the team. I mean, like, the Buffalo defense is pretty good as well.
Yeah. No, they're doing well. I like, you know, they always start off well. So, the challenge there is them going on the road.
They're 3-0, Victor.
Yeah. 16 games.
The 16 games, they could go. They go 13-3. You know, lose 13.
They can go 9-5.
Good, but they're no challenge to the Patriots. AFC East looks like it's a Patriot win again.
I think, yeah. I mean, I don't know what it is about them, but they usually say when people win championships or athletes, sometimes it gets a little bit more. The fire isn't there. Somehow they're keeping that fire there. You know, think about it. Football is a tough sport, and so is basketball. But I guess
which is tougher?
Which one is tougher?
Has to be basketball.
I'm a football guy, so I think football is tougher. But what makes basketball, the NBA basketball, tougher is that you don't go deep into your bench. So you're playing a lot of games using jumping, going any other way. You know, basketball athletes are in general better athletes than a lot of the football players. A lot of football players are great athletes, but in whole, right? You got linemen and so forth. Yeah. But I think NBA hurts them because you got 6-7 players playing all the time, 80 games. Here you got 57 and you may be playing 30-40 guys, right? So But football, you take a lot of pain.
Yeah, and I think the injury level is pretty high. Higher chance to get an injury in the NFL than the NBA. But you did get pretty knocked up in the NBA as well.
The average life in the NFL is like 3 years.
4 years.
All right, then it went up a year.
It went up a year.
You know, but the reason it went up. Well, if it went up, because they're taking the average, it's probably because of the guys playing longer, like Brady and these other guys.
Eli. You understand what I mean?
Yeah, guys played longer than they used to.
Okay, let's look at the scores. The Patriots defeated the Jets 30-14. Jets had no Sam Darnold. They mm-hmm. had their backup quarterback Falk, I think he believes his name is. Mm-hmm. And so the Jets' follies are continuing throughout the season. So it's pretty interesting how things are going for them. Big game this weekend, I thought, was the Saints with no Drew Brees defeating the Seattle Seahawks 33-27.
That was surprising to me.
Me too. Like, you would have thought they would have.
Now, that's a good coach. That guy's a good coach.
Yeah.
Peyton,
yeah. Sean Payton.
Sean Payton is a good coach.
Is he up there with Belichick?
And I mean, stop asking that question.
Is he up there with Eli?
Who?
No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
Is who up there with Eli?
No one. Yeah, obviously Teddy Bridgewater had a great game. Obviously, they like to have Kamara and Michael Thomas, one of the highest paid wide receivers. Let's look at Teddy Bridgewater's record here because I'm pulling this up. Bridgewater obviously hasn't played in a season or two. He had 177 yards. Alvin Kamara has 69 yards. Teddy Bridgewater had 12 yards rushing. He did some running. You there? Oh. You there, Victor? Sorry about that, guys. Santiago Leon here on the Sportscast. Is Tyler on? We'll get Tyler in. I'm kidding. I don't know if he's. Are you there? Let's do a hang up here. Let's try to get him in. We're talking about NFL football. Saints defeating Victor. Hello? Victor Rocho. Let me give him a call through the phone. C305. Sorry, guys. We're in the process of calling people on the phone. Victor Rocho. He's our NFL analyst, also Giants analyst as well. And sometimes these connections happen. But hopefully we'll get him on very soon and talk some football. If he's not approaching, we're at the end the game, end the show with predictions. Victor.
Thank you for calling. This is Victor.
I hear his voicemails a lot. So I hear him a lot. So, he's coming in. Victor Rocho, what happened to you?
I don't know, man. Had too many tabs open. Google went crazy. Sorry about that.
It's okay. Let's go on with the scores this past weekend. Houston defeated San Diego 27-20. Pittsburgh beat San Francisco. No, San Francisco beat Pittsburgh 24-20.
Yeah.
Which that game we had another backup quarterback, Mason Rudolph, which he'll be starting all season, did not have a good successful day. And lastly, the Rams beat Cleveland 20-13. Another loss for the Browns. They kept it close to 7, but still not convincing they're the best team in the AFC North.
They also didn't throw it at Beckham too much. I don't know what was going on there.
Hmm.
I still understand these coaches.
I don't know about Beckham. I mean, I still think he's, one of the best wide receivers in the league right now, but something's not clicking right. Hopefully he'll gel in with Baker Mayfield. But obviously Baker has other options he can throw to. But hopefully things will improve in Cleveland.
He's probably kicking himself in the butt with Jones now because Jones was throwing deep.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Let me tell you, though, the team that I am the most surprised with are the Colts.
Yeah, with Jacoby Brissett after the whole Andrew Luck thing.
Yeah, they've done well. Andrew Luck did it as the season was about to begin. It's not like he did it in July. It's not like he did it in January. He did it just like in camp. And you know how hard that is to now make an adjustment, your scheme based on the quarterback. Hopefully, you know, they're going to run everything the same, but it does change with the quarterback that goes in there, you know. And, I mean, really, I'm impressed. I'm impressed. They're doing well.
Yeah. The Colts beat Atlanta yesterday 27-24. Jacoby Brissett had 310 yards. Wow. That's Eli Manning level.
No, Eli throws more for that.
Two touchdowns. Marlon Mack had 74 yards.
So Matty Ice ain't delivering. Think about it. You know, Matt Ryan, you know, he's a guy I wouldn't go against too many times, but Atlanta's just faltering.
T.Y. Hilton has 65 yards. Zach Pascal had 53. Eric Ebron, the tight end, had 47 yards. Jack Doyle had 46. It feels like the Colts are coming back, are saying, look, guys, let's not have a bad season. Yes, we lost Andrew Luck, and that means we're going to have a bad season. No, they want to prevent that altogether.
No, I mean, I think every team does, but
except the Dolphins.
The way I look at it now is it seems that these backup quarterbacks, and I hope that's the case, right, are being prepared. Like, they are preparing that they're going in. They're not just sitting back and, you know, we had six backup quarterbacks start this weekend?
Correct. Six backup quarterbacks, yeah. And I think half of them won this past weekend.
But the other ones performed okay.
Yeah.
You know, so to be back up and just come into the NFL and, you know, and the speed of the game in the game is a lot different than the speed in practice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And commanding these guys and commanding the huddle, you know, is a big difference. So kudos to the backups. Kudos to the coaches. Kudos, you know, for preparation. But I could tell you now, the Colts are shocking me. I just can't believe it.
Something to definitely look at this next couple of weeks for the Colts. That's one team that you're surprised this year with. For me, I'm thinking – the Colts is definitely one of the teams. I'm looking at the Giants. I know we talked about the Giants all the show. But I think this guy Daniel Jones is special. No Saquon might hurt him a little bit, but we'll see how their backup does. But I think there's some momentum after Tampa Bay. They definitely could beat Washington in New York. There's still no doubt. If they can't beat Washington, then I don't know what to tell you. But that's definitely one of the teams we're looking at. Arizona is still, like, impressing me. I know that it's Kyler Murray's first season, but he's definitely – you know, playing his hardest.
Yeah, but he's still making a lot of rookie mistakes.
Oh, absolutely. But it sucks to, you know, start your first year, but it's just, it is what it is. But I know that Arizona is committed to him for the next couple of years, so we'll see what happens.
It's only three games, like I said. I mean, you know, could have three games. You know, people commend the starter who's a rookie. I think Roethlisberger had the record for a rookie for the most wins in his first season. But, you know, things like that happen.
Yeah. That's football. Like I said, like injury is like the likelihood for an injury in NFL is just so high. Anyone can go out. Saquon went out this weekend.
And he didn't look like he got hit that hard.
Yeah. High ankle sprain. So he will be out for 4 to 8 weeks, hopefully four, maybe six. But – backup, his name is Wayne Gallman, will be starting in, instead of him. So we'll see what he can do. And anyways, Victor, yeah. Anything else before we hand it into predictions?
No. You know, it was there were some good games, and then there were some games that were supposed to be good and then didn't end up good. So it was just a weird weekend, you know. And then let me tell you, the Jets, even though they lost the week before, it looked like their defense was doing well, and then they just got torn up, you know, yeah. by the Patriots. So it's like, again, any given Sunday, you're going to play up, you're going to play down. I don't know if it's the Tom Brady effect, you know, because they're in the same conference. It's like, oh, my God, you know. But it just they did look okay defensively the week before, but he ate them up.
Yeah, things are. Oh, also, Detroit is surprising me so far. So,
Detroit is?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Let's go into game predictions. Thursday Night Football, Eagles at Green Bay.
Can you still see me?
I can still see you. Yeah.
I good because I got ready for this one because you shoot out too many names too quick. All right, so. Let me tell you. Well, who do you have?
Philadelphia at Green Bay. I'm going for Green Bay, for sure.
Philadelphia. Oh, I'm going for Green Bay, too. All right, so here are my picks. So, go ahead. You want to go down them, and I'll tell you.
Yeah. Kansas City at Detroit.
Kansas City.
Tennessee at Atlanta.
Tennessee. I picked Titans.
Titans. Really? Oof.
Wait a second. Wrong week going on. It's probably easier if I just tell you guys.
No. This is how the show goes. Let me tell you and ask you, and then you say it.
Well, who did I? Who was it? The Falcons and the Titans.
The Titans have Falcons.
Oh man! Oh, Titans.
Cleveland at Baltimore.
Oh, Baltimore.
Buffalo. I mean. The Patriots at Buffalo.
Patriots.
Seattle at Arizona. That's going to be a good game.
Oh, no. By the way, I picked the Falcons. I didn't pick the Titans. Sorry.
That's what I was thinking. Why would you pick the Titans?
No, I picked the Falcons. The thing is, I'm trying to go in the order that you're asking. I got to look. What was the last one?
Seattle at Arizona.
Seahawks.
Minnesota at Chicago.
That was the one I wasn't sure at. I'm going to pick Chicago.
Jacksonville at Denver.
Jacksonville at Denver.
That's a good game.
That's another tough one.
That's a tough one. That's like Denver's not doing well. Jacksonville is they're looking good, but we're not 100% sure.
I'm going to take Jacksonville.
Jacksonville wins in Denver. Cowboys at the Saints. That's a big game this weekend.
Ooh.
That's a test. That's a battle. That's a big test for the Saints.
You know what? I'm going to go with the Saints because I need Cowboys to lose.
Cincinnati at Pittsburgh.
Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. Is that the only game I didn't have? Hold on a second. Steelers.
Steelers. And finally, the Redskins at Giants.
Oh, Giants.
Not the Redskins.
What about the Ravens? You didn't say anything about the Ravens.
Yeah, well, they had an easy game. That's why I didn't get them. See, who did they play again?
I have 16 every time I mess up my scores. Right now, just so you know, all you listeners, I'm 19-12.
The Ravens play – oh, boy.
I don't care who they play. I picked the Ravens. So here's my pick.
The Browns. Oh, so, yeah, that's a good game.
I got Bears, Cardinals, Falcons, Colts, Texans, Packers, Saints, Seahawks, Giants, Patriots, Chiefs, Rams, Steelers, Jacksonville, Chargers, and the Ravens.
Okay, there you go. Random question.
What are you going to tell me your picks or show me your
picks? Okay, well, my pick, Philadelphia at Green Bay, I got Green Bay. KC at Detroit, I got Detroit. Tennessee at Atlanta. Atlanta. Yeah, I think Detroit can stop KC. I think they can with their defense.
Oh, man. I like to put some money on that one.
I would not comment on that. Well,
Well, let's talk off air.
Cleveland at Baltimore. I got Baltimore. I think Lamar Jackson's having a great, great start of the season, even though they lost last weekend. New England at Buffalo. That's going to be closer than you think. I'm going to say Buffalo by a point. Okay. I'm going to say Buffalo because Buffalo has something going on, especially going on. They're playing home, and they're going to slow down New England a little bit. They got no Antonio Brown. Doesn't mean any much, but I think they're going to stop and win by 1 point. I'm going to say Buffalo. Seattle at Arizona. I think Seattle's going to come back. They got to win that game because that loss against New Orleans did not look good for them or Pete Carroll. Minnesota at Chicago. I got Chicago. Jacksonville at Denver. I agree with you. It's Jacksonville. Cowboys at the Saints. I would like to say Dallas, but it's going to be the Saints. Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. I got Pittsburgh. Ooh, I don't know about that one. No, let's go with Bengals. Bengals, because Pittsburgh is not – they don't have Roethlisberger, and they got Mason. And I don't trust Mason Rudolph 100%. Cincinnati has all their stars. New coach. They're looking good so far. Cleveland at Baltimore. I'm going for Balti, of course, Lamar Jackson. Redskins at Giants. That's a no-brainer. Is the Giants. How about that?
All right. Let's see what we got.
I mean, I got two upsets. My upsets were Buffalo and Detroit beating KC. So the two top AFC teams are going to lose this weekend. Wow.
Let me see. I think my upset is the Saints, right?
Maybe.
What do you mean maybe?
Well, they're playing at home. So, like, the Saints beat Seattle in Seattle. No, I'm sure they can beat Dallas at home.
Playing Dallas.
Oh. Yeah, but Dallas is not like – they're not like the Patriots. Like, yes, they're a good team. They got Zeke and they got Dak, but you know, Dallas can lose. You know, they're not a convincing automatic win. You know, they're not world beaters.
No. They're putting up some points.
Yeah, they are. But I think New Orleans what they showed me in Seattle this past weekend, I am convinced it could beat Dallas in New Orleans.
Yeah. I'm hoping that'll help. That'll put them 3-1.
And who knows? Maybe, you know, Bridgewater, they are calling him the quarterback of the future for the Saints. So that's – but still, when Drew Brees comes back, I mean, Drew Brees will have the starting role again.
I would think so.
You would think. But, I mean, unless Terry, you know, does wonders. But anyways, that's it for game predictions.
Awesome. So
– random question. What is your favorite Adam Sandler movie?
Oh, I did your poll. It's Waterboy.
Waterboy, and the Twitter poll had Waterboy winning. Hold on, let me get this. I should have this ready. Had the Waterboy winning this.
Yeah, they were up when I did the poll.
The Waterboy was winning earlier today, and the result is Waterboy is leading right now 50% to Happy Gilmore 33%, and Billy Madison and The Wedding Singer are tied for 8%. So Waterboy is winning on a sports Twitter account over Happy Gilmore, which Happy Gilmore is also a sports movie. And it's actually a golf movie, but Waterboy is a football movie. So maybe there's some correlation with that.
Nah, this Waterboy was just funny.
Waterboy was good. It was a good movie.
I was dying. You know, he had 16 sacks in one game. I mean, that's pretty funny.
And one of the Twitter comments was Spanglish was pretty good too. Spanglish. Have you seen that one?
With who?
With Adam Sandler. Yeah.
No, I don't remember that one.
It was a good movie. It wasn't a 100% comedy. It was more of like a drama, romantic comedy type of thing. But it wasn't like – I don't think it was his best movie. But it was pretty good for what it was worth or what it was all about.
Yeah, there's a good movie on Netflix. It's the guy who wrote Caddyshack.
Wow, that should be funny.
And he wrote Caddyshack, and he was the founder of National Lampoon magazine.
Okay, yeah,
and it's a good. It's
he must be very old.
No, it's new on Netflix.
No, I mean like the writer must be very old.
Well, he's Chevy Chase was one of his best friends. So
yeah, he might be in the 70s.
He's Chevy Chase and Bill Murray. He was with like some of the best people around. He was a writer. He was in there. But I mean, you know, he was around Bill Murray, Chevy Chase, Harold Ramis, Gilda Radner. I mean, he, pretty much his team from National Lampoon, Lorne Michaels or Lorne Nichols from Saturday Night Live. Lorne Michaels stole all of them. They went from National Lampoon right into Saturday Night Live.
There you go. Well, Victor, how can people reach you to talk to you about Eli Manning and Daniel Jones?
You could always go to Victor Arocho, ARocho.com. That's our website. You can connect me on all social media there. And then also, I got a lot of information, a lot of great interviews with entrepreneurs on YouTube. So just go search Victor Arocho at YouTube, and you'll be pleasantly surprised if you like listen to interviews with millionaires.
There you have it. Victor Arocho is a sales consultant, business consultant. He's also a renowned speaker, soon to be author, right? Mm-hmm. There you have it. Follow him on What was that?
I'm busting away trying to get that book out.
Get that book done. Don't hire a ghostwriter because it won't be you.
No, I'm doing it all myself. Someone will have to edit it, obviously.
Yeah, the editing is the toughest part.
Pay
right it out. Anyways, you can follow us on thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, or on Twitter at thesportscast1. Tomorrow we have Kylie Borden talking Big 12 and some NFL and some NBA news. On Thursday, no, actually, Kylie will be on Thursday. Tomorrow's Justin Riley talking about Bama, SEC, and why does Bama have an easy schedule and they're still number two? And, of course, Friday we'll try to have Jeff Farrer talk a little bit more about Kansas City and the NFL. So,
right. So I'm looking forward. Don't forget next week, what time?
6 p.m. Sorry about tonight. It was a little bit different. Yeah. But 6 p.m. next week should be good for me. The sportscast keeps going, keeps rolling. And will Chris Paul join the Miami Heat? I'll take him.
Chris, why? That's a possibility?
That's a possibility. That's a rumor.
Really?
Him and Butler. That's not a bad deal. Chris Paul has some gas still left, but
I like Chris Paul.
I like him. Yeah. I mean, hey, it's better than what we have. I think it's, you know, have him and Butler together. I think there might be some promise in the East. Well, it might be a 7th, 8th seed, maybe 6th at best, but we'll see.
Trying to make the playoffs, baby.
Try to make the playoffs, at least the first round. Anyways, Victor Arocho. I thank you for coming on to the Sportscast.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate everything that you do and all the Sportscasts that you have. And follow the Sportscast. He's got a lot of good information from all around, all kinds of sports. So I would highly recommend it.
And also follow our poll every week, every day, most every day, almost every day we have a poll. So definitely answer that, and we'll get the results in by the showtime. Victor. Yes.
Your Twitter poll? Is it a Twitter poll?
It's a Twitter poll. Always on Twitter. That's the best place to do polls. Anyways, Victor, I got to go. God bless.
Bye. Thank you.